This is a place where our interventions differ a little bit from what has been done in the past, very often with young children or beginning communicators. Where we have started with AAC interventions is to identify some kind of object or activity that the child likes, and we have taught the child to request that object or activity. And that, in fact, has resulted in children learning to effectively express their needs and wants. And we do, too, work with children to allow them with the means to effectively express needs and wants. But we tend to start our interventions looking at contexts that are highly interactive. The problem with interactions that are simply requests for needs and wants is that they tend to be dead-end interactions. Once I've got what I want, there's really nothing more to say or do, except to go off and eat my cracker or play with my toy that I like. But there isn't the opportunity to really continue to be engaged and interactive with your partner. So as we've worked through these interactions, we've worked with families instead to identify contexts that are highly interactive for the children. Clearly contexts that are motivating for the children, because as many of you know, young kids don't do things just because they should, but rather do things because it's fun. And so we're looking for contexts that are going to be motivating to the children. We look for contexts that are meaningful and familiar, and typically that involves routines that are already part of the children's lives, so that they're familiar, and things that the children are already enjoying with the family. We look for contexts that can be high frequency, because if these are contexts that are occurring frequently, they provide the children with more opportunities to communicate with families, with more opportunities to practice interacting with the kids in effective ways. We're obviously looking for contexts that are going to be valued for the child and also particularly by the family. And I was just saying earlier today to Wendy, one of the students, if the parents don't believe what we're doing is important, they're not going to follow through and carry on. So it's incredibly important for us to be making sure that we're following parent priorities and helping them to meet the goals that they feel are important for their child. We're always looking also for contexts that will have the highest impact and address the greatest need for the child.